Recent studies have shown that heart attack patients treated with high doses of cholesterol-lowering drugs had a much lower risk of having another heart attack. So last month, federal officials urged doctors to treat these high-risk patients very aggressively to get their cholesterols ultra-low. However, a new study doesn't show the same benefit as the earlier studies. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, that raises questions about whether all statin drugs are equally effective.
The Journal of the American Medical Association posted the new study online to get it into doctors' hands quickly. Stephen Nissen of the Cleveland Clinic says the results were unexpected.
A huge surprise to most experts in the field, including me.
That's because the previous studies are so much at odds with the outcome this time around. There were three significant differences. In the earlier studies of recent heart attack victims, high doses of a statin drug called Lipitor produced a 16% drop in second heart attacks and a 28% reduction in deaths. This time around, using a statin drug called Zocor, there was no significant benefit among heart attack patients who got a high dose compared to those who got a conventional dose. Now, the second big difference. In the earlier studies, patients taking high-dose Lipitor almost immediately had lower rates of heart attacks and deaths. But in the new study, it took months for high-dose Zocor to show even a marginal benefit. Curiously, Nissen notes that both drugs lowered cholesterol equally.
That is a very striking result. It tells us that the same degree of cholesterol lowering with one drug fails to show evidence of a benefit, early benefit, and with another drug shows a large benefit. If you'd asked me a month ago, I would have said impossible.
One possibility, Lipitor's early benefit doesn't have to do with lowering cholesterol at all. Maybe it's due to the drug's ability to damp down inflammation in coronary arteries. Maybe Zocor isn't so good at that. But the leader of the new study, Dr. James DeLemos of the University of Texas in Dallas, says that's just a guess.
We'll be the first to admit that we don't have the answer to that question yet, why one trial showed an early benefit and the other one didn't.
Here's the third big difference, more side effects. In the new study, nearly 1 in 100 patients on high-dose Zocor had achiness and skeletal muscle damage. That's more than twice the rate in patients on lower doses of Zocor. DeLemos says doctors need studies that compare competing drugs, but those studies are very rare. So doctors will argue about the meaning of the new study.
This is going to be a very controversial trial. There will be controversy about whether this may represent differences between different available drugs. We have a lot of really good cholesterol-lowering agents that can get us to the goals that the guideline recommends.
The new federal guideline urges doctors to aim for an LDL cholesterol below 70 among patients who've had a recent heart attack. That almost always requires a high dose of a statin drug. Nissen says doctors and patients will probably be cautious now about high-dose Zocor, but he says they shouldn't worry about other statins. Richard Knox, NPR News.